All right, now we know how to create an automation, how to create the steps. And in this video, I'm going to show you how to check where your contacts are in the automation and how to perform some manual actions. So this is the automation here. The first thing I want you to look at is that here on the right side, you can see easily how many contacts there are in each step on the of the automation. You can also click in here and see the exact list of contacts, so you can see here. If you want to see all the contacts that have gone through the automation, here on the right side, you can see active contacts and you can see total contacts, so that the number of contacts that ever went through this flow. You can also go straight away to flows here, which is kind of the same thing. So once here, you'll see which contacts are active in the automation. If you want to see the ones that are completed, that were paused or stopped, you just need to click on the tabs here on the top. So when looking at the ones that are active, this table gives us a lot of information. So you can see when they started the automation, the step they are currently in, when they started in that step, so how long they have been in that step, what's their next step, which is not always that obvious because sometimes they might skip some steps or they might go from one step to the other. So it's not always sequential. And then what time they will continue. So they started on this step on July 13 and they will continue on this time and then their time zone as well. So this is all the information you have. And then here on the right side, you can perform some manual actions. So let's say that they are on step two, but you want them to go straight away to step three because you want them to get that email now. You don't want them to wait until July 20th. You can go here and continue now, and they will go to the next step without that wait. You can also pause the automation, which means that they will stay on the step that they are. They will just not move from there. So the difference with stop, which is the following one, means that stop will fully get that person out of the automation. So if they were in step four and you stop them, you cannot get them easily to step five, so they will have to restart. However, if you pause them, you will still see them in step four, and then at any time you will be able to go to the paused contacts and you will be able to resume their automation, so they will continue where they were before. And then other actions you can perform is if you select them here, you can see there's a re-enter button. This means that they will literally go back to step one. So they will start the automation from zero again. And then here you can also select them and you can perform other actions here, which are similar to other places in Simplero. You can also change, for example, let's say that you want them to continue on the 21st instead of the 20th. You could select action and say update continue at, and then you can choose, okay, now I want them to continue on the 22nd. And you update it, and then this will be updated for you. I hope it was useful. Another little thing that you might want to look at, let's say that, for example, Paul contacted us and they said, oh, I didn't get that email, and you have an automation with loads of steps, so it's not easy to spot. The easiest way, if you click in here, you will see what we call their flow. So we will see their activities and when they had them. So here you can see when they started, the email they got, when they got it, when they went through each step, and then if they were paused or resumed, you'll be able to see everything in here. And then if they skipped any step because they didn't fill a condition, you will also see it here. So it's really good information for you to investigate when you have issues with automations, or if a contact tells you that they are having issues. And then here on the right side, you also have some other useful information such as their time zone. So it's a really useful page to investigate issues with that. I hope this was useful.